from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I'll tell my truth on Twitter daily.
All right, let's head over to the phone lines. It's our boy Skip, and he is a member of the Mafia, man. What's going on, Skip? Happy Thursday, buddy.
Mike Mafia, what's going on, Mike Mafia? All right, and the Prince's substitute, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man, I'm just living the dream, baby, living the dream.
He was talking to Maria. He said the princess's substitute.
I'm talking to Maria.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Mike,
we were having a conversation.
I'm so sorry.
All I heard was, how you doing this morning? I was like, I'm great, Skip.
I guess Mike doesn't
You're
answer.
A princess? Uh-oh. Wait, did you say princess?
Yeah, he's a princess.
I'm so excited. Uh-oh. Princess Mike in the house.
Hey, Squid, almost changed over.
Hey. I don't want to say things, but guys, premature, and he's a princess, so I don't know what to tell you.
We're learning a lot this morning.
Yes, we are. But my wake-up call is not really a wake-up call. It's just that me and Squid been going at it for the last month about the Braves, and I'm finally glad that we came to some agreement that the Braves stand pat. So I'm glad to kind of stand pat. But what I want to say is that even though we stood pat, I think that the Braves still might make the best move by standing pat. But I want to go run to next year right quick. Next year, you got to realize when Acuna was down the first time, Soler came in, Soler went to free agency. But next year, we get to have Soler in the lineup next year, man. And I think Jared Kelnick is going to be the fourth outfielder that he'll come in for a late replacement for Soler. But can you imagine the lineup next year with Soler in there and Acuna, the top of the lineup, and how left that going to be? Man, that's going to be a nice lineup. And it's going to be even nice when Albie and Money Mike come back for the playoffs. Yeah. It's going to be lengthened a little bit where your weak spots, they're going to be your catcher and your short stuff. But let's go, Braves. Let's do this.
Yeah. Well,
good call, Skip. Not shocked, but good call, Skip.
I actually would take what you said about Soler and Kelnick next year. I would think they'd be more of a platoon. I think that's where you get best. You get the best out of both. Not to mention, you're going to have a really good bat off the bench. I mean, a starting line-level bat off the bench. You're going to be able to get more guys days off because Acuna is going to need days off, I think, next year coming back to keep him fresh. So I think it really gives you a really, really good depth because I think one thing that Alex Anthopoulos learned this year is kind of what the Falcons just did with Michael Penix, Kirk Cousins, and we are not going to have a problem where we have a Laureano or Brian Anderson. And that's not a knock on those guys, but those aren't guys that you need or you want in your everyday lineup if you're contending for a World Series every year. And so I think they don't want to have that problem anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think Skip made a really good point in standing pat. You know, Anthopoulos did that because he understands that the Braves are a very good baseball team. Injuries have gotten the best of them this year, and there's been a lot of moving pieces with that. But in general, you get guys back that are healthy, they can win, and they can go deep in the postseason. So for him, it was, I mean, he talked about it. There weren't a lot of options out there. He wasn't willing to spend a lot of money, which is what a lot of people wanted for certain positions. But standing pat might have been the best move when you're adding in a Jorge Soler. You get one more bat in there. You get some guys back healthy as we get towards the deeper half of the season. I think it's a good thing. This team is very good. People just forget because they aren't doing what they did last year. And that kind of sets some unreal expectations in a way as well.
I'm glad you said that. And because to me, they did stand pat. I know they traded for Jorge Soler, and you and I have gone back and forth. Gosh, it's on a commercial on the station of you and I yelling at each other about when can you panic and when are we supposed to, you know, when are we Chicken Littles? And I think you and I have both kind of come to an understanding that Alex Anthopoulos kind of played the middle game on that, did he not? He traded for Jorge Soler. He gave up a Tyler Matzek, who's had injury problems, and a 17th rated prospect. So he didn't give up a ton, but nobody can say he stood pat either. He made a move to get a bat here, and to her point, and Skip's point, it will feel like a trade when Money Mike and Ozzie Albies come back into the lineup.
Is this a part where you give me credit for telling
Absolutely.
You?
I was hoping you were going to do that for me.
Telling you, Dylan, I'm sorry, but did I literally not tell this man that? Because he was like, "Don't make any moves. Don't give anything away of consequence."
I said, "Don't give anything away of consequence," and he didn't.
What, Dylan? What did I tell him? Alex was going to do. I said he's going to go get the pieces he thinks he needs. But he never, never, Alex Anthopoulos never gives up anything of consequence in a trade during the season. He never does that. He did exactly what I told you. He's going to give up a guy who has really no future here, which at this point, a Tyler Matzek who's pitched in 11 games since the World Series season, and a second base prospect that we might never see. That's exactly what I told you he was going to do, and he still got something. And he still added pieces, and he did it for a guy that's going to be here two more years.
I don't know.
I don't know how you
don't
see that.
I don't know how we're saying the same thing, and you think we're arguing. I don't know how is that happening simultaneously?
Because when I said to do that 2 weeks ago, you said, no, don't do anything.
What are you talking about? That's the entire conversation.
That's what the promo is. I said, how do you not understand at this point in his career at Atlanta that he never gives up anything in a trade?
I
Maria would
said,
say he never gives up anything.
Maria, welcome to my life.
Yeah, it's just
but that's why to be here. That's why I kept telling you that they need to make moves, and they will, and they did. They didn't go out. He's never going to trade the house. It's not his model because they can't do it with the money that they're limited in spending.
What did Maria just say a minute ago? Because I want to go back. She said he realizes this is a team that has faults. And he also realizes he didn't need to do anything crazy because he's got two injured players coming back in the fold. That was my point the entire time.
And what I told you
we are in agreement. I don't know why you keep arguing with me.
He has never made a crazy trade in his career in Atlanta. In fact, the last crazy trade he made was in Toronto, and it involved Jacob DeGrom. And he's never...
Yeah, he wasn't going to do that here.
Never done it again because he learned.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, we're going to talk more Falcons. We're going to get into more Alex Anthopoulos. You don't want to miss it. Morning Shift rolls on Sports Radio 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.